Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a list for you that I got to go over. It is a 19-point timeline of Joe Biden's infamous links to the family business. Now, this timeline has been put together to prove a point, and this is something you're going to want to share with your family and your friends. Joe Biden has personally denied over and over and over again involvement in his family's international business schemes. He's done it a lot. In fact, 9 different times he's been on record in interviews saying, I did never talk to my son or any of my family members about business dealings. We know that that is a lie. Now, you can say that's a lie to people and they're going to say, no, I believe him, right? You need facts. You need facts to back this up. How do you prove that Joe Biden was lying to the American people? And how do you prove that Joe Biden is the kingpin of the Biden crime family? Joe Biden isn't just linked to the family business affairs. He is the kingpin of the organized crime operation. That's what the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer described after seeing all of the suspicious activity reports. Comer recently identified 6, quote-unquote, specific policy decisions that he is now accusing Joe Biden of making that indicate that he is or could be compromised. Where's the money? Biden responded in June when asked about his ties to the business. He later said he was joking. It's a bunch of, quote, malarkey. We know where the money went. We know millions of dollars, billions in loans came into the Biden crime family. So I'm going to give you 19 different points in a timeline that lay out that the all of the data that that's been obtained by the whistleblowers, as well as the laptop from hell. James Comer, Senator Chuck Grassley, and the Senate's 2020 report have all been used to compile this list. So when people say, prove it, Joe Biden knew what was going on with the Biden crime family, you can say, okay, I'll prove it times 19. So let me start back at the beginning, and we're going to go in chronological order because it's important that you understand how long this business scheme has been going on that we can prove. Now, there's dates probably before 2013, which is where we're going to start. There are probably lots of dates before then, but this is the proof that we have. We can speculate on other deals and other cash has come in, but this is where we have hard evidence of the Biden crime family getting it done around the world and using government resources to pull off their scheme. In 2013, this is data point number one. Hunter Biden flew to China with Vice President Joe Biden aboard Air Force Two. During the excursion, Hunter introduced the vice president to his business partner, Jonathan Lee, the CEO of a company linked to Chinese intelligence. 10 days after the visit to China, just 10 days, Hunter secured a 10% interest in BHR Partners, a Chinese state-backed investment fund co-founded with Lee. The fund capitalization was $1 billion, and Hunter Biden had a 10% interest in BHR Partners. The Bank of China, a state-owned communist bank, controls this investment group, BHR Partners. BHR Partners' website boasts $15 billion in the official Chinese currency and various portfolio companies, translating to more than $2 billion U.S. dollars. We know that Hunter Biden held a 10% interest in BHR with the entity, and another LLC that he had and put up. These are shell companies. He controlled that LLC, by the way, according to Chinese public records from Baidu, as the sole governor until its dissolution in September of 2021. A Washington, D.C. registration indicated those facts. Documents that have been obtained by Breitbart News, first revealed by the nonprofit Marco Polo, show that the control of this LLC is held by Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's top attorney, who also paid Hunter Biden's IRS debts. Remember, he needed to come up with a couple million dollars to pay off some of his debts, so hopefully he wouldn't go to jail. And this guy, his attorney out in California, hands him a couple of million dollars to pay back taxes. This is data point number one. To recap, you've got him flying on Air Force Two, doing business, all of a sudden getting 10% of Chinese communist company. It's a state-owned back investment fund owned by the communists. And bam, all of a sudden, millions of dollars start changing hands. 10 days after he visited China on Air Force Two. It's a pretty fast-moving business deal, wouldn't you say? Data point number two. We'll move to 2014. Photos from 14 reveal that Joe Biden met with Hunter's Mexican business associates, a billionaire, Velasco, and his son in the vice president's office. So much for the alibi that I never talked to my son about any business dealings ever. Those are Joe Biden's words he's used over and over again. The Daily Mail reports, quote, the then vice president also flew Hunter and his business partner, Jeff Cooper, on Air Force Two to Mexico City in 2016, where Hunter arranged to meet with a tycoon, a businessman, a big tycoon. They had a meeting over a gigantic business deal. That is how it was described. So you've got a gigantic business deal that was being met. They went down there to Mexico. They had the and I'm quoting here, from the son of one of those that was in the meeting. They referred to the meeting as a, again, I'm quoting, a flipping gigantic business deal in Mexico. Let's move to 2016. Data point number three. Hunter and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two to Mexico, where Hunter met with a business associate from Mexico City on the trip. Jeff Cooper, who ran a range of litigation firms, Simmons Cooper, invested $1 million in Hunter and James Biden's now defunct hedge fund, the New York Post has confirmed. Simon Cooper also put up $1 million in investment capital for Hunter and his uncle Jim. That would be Jim James Biden. About an attempt to run a hedge fund in 2009. When the venture ended, the Bidens returned the money, we're being told. Cooper joined the VP's entourage on Air Force Two to Mexico in 2016 as well, when he and Hunter were trying to negotiate an ill-fated petroleum deal with a Mexican tycoon. At 6 p.m. on February the 24th, 2016, about an hour after Wheels Up from Joint Base Andrews, on the five-hour flight to Mexico City, Hunter wrote an email to Aldman using Air Force Two's secure high-speed satellite communications channel. He blind-copied Cooper. If you don't think they were doing business, well, we know that they were doing business, and they were using the high-speed satellite communication channels that are secure on Air Force Two to send that email. What did Joe Biden say? Oh, I have never talked about business with my son. I've never talked about business with my brother. I've never talked about business with any of my family. That's the line that he always uses. He is always angry. And he's always telling you the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Period. Joe Biden is a liar.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Secret Service examining now how suspected cocaine, which has now been confirmed as cocaine, ended up in the White House. Another headline, the White House evacuated after cocaine found by Secret Service, right? The same day or the day after Hunter Biden was in the White House. Another one, powder found in White House West Wing was cocaine, sources say. You cannot make this up, folks. Hunter Biden catches July 4th fireworks with Joe at the White House hours after cocaine found on the premises is another headline. First son Hunter Biden joined his father and other members of the Biden family at the White House Tuesday to take in the 4th of July fireworks following a weekend getaway to Camp David, during which a powdered substance found in the West Wing initially tested positive for cocaine. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were accompanied on the balcony of the South Portico by Hunter Biden, his son, Beau Jr., first daughter, Ashley Biden, and other members of the first family. Welcome to your house, the White House. You're just renting it, the 80-year-old president told military families. We're just renting it. National Park Service staff and their families and members of administration and families during the brief remarks. I guess they had to go back inside and look for more cocaine. The Bidens and others in attendance for the president and the First Lady's Independence Day celebration had front row seats to the fireworks that are spectacular over the National Mall. Attendees were also treated to musical performances by the United States military band, Grammy award-winning country music, Brothers and the Osbournes, and three-time Grammy award-winning musician, Neo, there you go, among other artists, according to the White House, while they were still looking, I guess, for cocaine inside. This is also the same scumbag family, by the way, that has now been busted for something else. What was the something else? There's a new report out, and Biden aides were told, quote, to ignore Hunter Biden's child, another grandchild, the estranged daughter of Joe Biden, or Hunter Biden, I should say, in the grandchildren count. Yeah, that's how terrible these people are. President Joe Biden's aides were reportedly instructed to ignore Hunter Biden's estranged daughter when numbering his grandchildren. A recent in-depth report for the New York Times profiled Hunter Biden's former lover and her quest to reach a child support settlement for their daughter, Navy Joan. The report confirmed the pair's daughters will not be taking the Biden surname, which Hunter's legal team requested, and also confirmed that Roberts will be taking some of Hunter's paintings, which have gone for a price tag of $500,000 as part of the settlement. It's amazing how that shady art now is worth so much money, even in these types of settlements. As Breitbart News reported multiple times, the Biden White House has routinely ignored the president's granddaughter by saying he has six grandchildren instead of seven. The New York Times confirmed that the president's aides were specifically instructed to ignore his seventh grandchild. So if you think Joe Biden's just getting old, no. This guy's a scumbag who won't even count all of his grandchildren correctly while looking at you and lying to you over and over again, telling you, I have not ever talked about business with my family, with my son, with my brother, with anybody.
Well, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Period. There it is, period. All right, let's go to example number four now of direct connections between Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. A photo taken in 2014 shows Joe Biden golfing with Hunter and Devin Archer, Hunter's fellow board member at the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Devin Archer, who was imprisoned for fraud, is in talks to comply with the House Oversight Committee's subpoena regarding his knowledge of the Biden family's alleged $10 million Ukrainian bribe and additional Biden family business transactions. The photograph includes a fourth man who has not been identified. However, he is not Burisma's top executive or founder. Photographs of both men can be seen on Hunter Biden's laptop, and Reuters has confirmed the authenticity. So there's another time Joe Biden was just playing golf with Devin Archer, who sat on the board of Burisma, the natural gas company, which while he was the vice president, Joe Biden was in charge of the Ukrainian loans and programs and aid. Yeah, they weren't talking about their son's business dealings at all. No, no, no. Number five, let's move forward to 2015. Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. The prosecutor there, Viktor Shokin, was investigating the case before his termination due to pressure applied by then Vice President Joe Biden. Why? Well, Joe Biden threatened to withhold, in that now famous video that he bragged about it, $1 billion. $1 billion in U.S. aid. What did he get for that $1 billion in U.S. aid? Well, here's Joe Biden in his own words on this part of the business deal.
Yatsenyuk, that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference, said, nah, I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. Well, there's still, they made some genuine, substantial changes institutionally and with people. But in one of the three institutions.
By the way, you can hear it there. It's very clear. He says, and they made some substantial changes. Yeah, we know what those changes did. They allowed for his son to continue to cash the checks. And apparently they allowed for the $5 million plus to come into the president of the United States of America now, who was then the vice president, Joe Biden. I love that line. I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. Let's move on to number six. An FBI informant claims to possess two pieces of evidence that show Joe Biden received $5 million after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until Shokin was fired. House Oversight Committee Republicans told reporters after reviewing the Bureau's informant file. So all these dots are now connecting. You got an FBI informant. I got two pieces of evidence that show that Joe Biden received more than $5 million. In bribes after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until Shokin was fired. We just heard him admit that he did this on tape. I just played it for you. And now the House Oversight Committee Republicans are saying, hey, after reviewing the Bureau's informant file, we believe it to be accurate and true. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Number seven. In 2015, the day after Joe and Hunter Biden met with foreign business partners at Cafe Milano. It's a nice cafe there in D.C. One of the men emailed Hunter to thank him for the, quote, opportunity to meet your father. The New York Post reports the never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma sent, allegedly sending it to Hunter Biden on April the 17th, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. We now know what that salary was based around. It was based around an entire figure, $5 million. They just had to figure out how to funnel in the money, and that's how they did it. Here's what it said. Now, again, You have Joe Biden sitting with Hunter Biden meeting with a foreign business partner at Cafe Milano. One of the men emails Hunter Biden about meeting with Joe Biden and says, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure," the email reads. An earlier email from May of 2014, so we're going back a year, also shows the same man, reportedly Burisma's number three executive, asking Hunter for, quote, advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. Clearly, they figured it out. $5 million for the big guy and $5 million for Hunter that will funnel, claiming he's on the board. Number eight, Hunter and Joe Biden allegedly coerced a Burisma executive into paying them $10 million in bribes. A source familiar with the FBI's informant document confirmed to Breitbart News. According to Senator Grassley, the FBI informant document said the founder of Burisma, who allegedly paid Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with them, not with just Hunter, but with Joe Biden, as an insurance policy. So to be clear, you've got the founder of Burisma, a shady business company that was running dirty money, funneling money, cleaning money. It was a horrible company that was doing as many illegal things they were possibly legal, paying Joe Biden and Hunter Biden $10 million. That's the bribe. That's how much it's going to cost. You got to pay $10 million to us, $5 million to my dad, $5 million to me. We'll put you on the board. We'll fund the money to you, the $5 million that way. They say, okay, great. Now we have informants who are showing documents that say, hey, not only did this founder of Burisma pay Hunter Biden, he paid Joe Biden, and he kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with them. So that means he was talking to the president of the United States of America. Wait, hold on. What did Joe say about this?
Well, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Period. Never happened, period. Except for that time I was sitting down having dinner with him, when I was playing golf with him, when I was flying with him, when I was having a meeting at Cafe Milano with him, when I was on audio recordings, apparently, allegedly, right? Talking about the bribes. Yeah, but besides that, I never talked about it. Number nine, and we're just to 2015 right now. Look down, it's 2023. In 2015, Hunter and Joe Biden met with business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan at a popular Washington, D.C. restaurant. This is when Joe Biden was actually the vice president. The New York Post reported online photos of the interior of Cafe Milano match the background of the shot that shows the Biden smiling while flanked by a Kazakhstani oligarch, a shady businessman, and the former prime minister of Kazakhstan. I wonder if they were talking business. No, of course not. Hunter Biden just happened to be there. Let's move to 2017. Number 10, Joe Biden penned a college recommendation letter for a child of Hunter's Chinese business partner, Jonathan Lee, with whom Joe Biden also met with in China, but they never talked business. China gave billions in loans to the Biden businesses and millions of dollars in direct payments. Number 11, we're still in 2017, folks. Hunter Biden stated in an email that Joe Biden was one of his, quote, new office mates after he went into business with the CEFE executive. That's the Chinese Communist Oil and Gas Company, according to the Washington Post. Hunter also made a key for Joe Biden to use at the House of Sweden in Georgetown. Hunter Biden appeared to cancel his lease with the House of Sweden in 2018 after the CEFE energy deal failed in 2017. The Biden family had previously negotiated a deal with CEFE whereby Joe Biden, the big guy, would receive the now famous line, 10% for the big guy. Yeah, a 10% equity stake in the joint venture. Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, has confirmed this and is willing to testify. He was never called before the prosecutors in Delaware to talk about that bribe. I wonder why. Number 12, still in 2017, whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, one of Hunter Biden's many business partners, twice met, he confirms with Joe Biden to discuss a business deal in China, saying, quote, I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. After Bobulinski dined with the then former vice president, Joe Biden, who just left office months before, as well as his brother, Jim Biden, and Hunter Biden. They all had dinner to discuss their Chinese deals. Bobulinski messaged James Biden telling him, thank Joe for his time, referring to the big guy. But don't worry, Joe Biden has said to you many times, he believes it, I never talk business. So he had a business meeting with Joe Biden. All right, well, not with Joe. He is Joe. Let's just go over this and be very clear. I don't want anybody to go crazy and fact check me. So Joe Biden has a non-business meeting. That's what he wants you to believe. With the business partner of Hunter Biden, James Biden, about CEFE, Chinese energy company, and mass amounts of money and billions in loans coming in. And they want you to believe that during that entire dinner, they never said one thing about business. They just happened to have three guys that are in business together. We know are in business together, not talking about business with the kingpin, the big guy who's getting 10%.
Well, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
No, period. Okay, well, never mind. That could never have happened. Number 13, between 2009 and 2017, Hunter's business partner, Eric Swearin, met with Vice President Joe Biden at the White House. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. Let me say this again. Between 2009 and 2017, Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Swearin, met with the Vice President Joe Biden at the White House. Not four times, not five times, not six times, not seven times, not eight times, not nine, not 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14 times. Not 15 times, not 16 times, not 17 times, not 18 times. Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Swearin, met with Vice President Joe Biden at the White House 19 times. White House visitor logs obtained by the New York Post reveal. Eric Swearin was the president of the infamous but now dissolved investment fund Rosemont Seneca Partners that the Biden crime family was heavily involved in and part owners. It is not normal for a business partner of the president's son to meet directly with the president when he was the vice president 19 times the White House if you're not talking about business. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Number 14. In 2017, Hunter Biden demanded payment from the Chinese Communist Party-linked Chinese businessman Zhao while Joe Biden was, quote, sitting next to him, according to a screenshot of a WhatsApp message from an IRS whistleblower. Five times in one text message, he invoked his father, saying, quote, I'm sitting here with my father, that's number one, and we, that's number two, would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. The captured transcript of the call continues. Quote, and Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man, that's number four, sitting next to me and every person he knows, that's number five, and the ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father as he invokes his father another time. What happened? Less than a week later, more than $5 million was sent to the Biden crime family after that text message invoking his father five times was sent to the Chinese Communist Party member. Number 15, just days after demanding to be paid by the CFE associate in that WhatsApp text, Joe Biden sitting next to him, right? Hunter Biden asked a second CFE business associate, Kevin Dong, for $10 million in another WhatsApp text, noting the Biden family is best at doing exactly what the chairman wants, quote unquote. In a message dated August the 3rd, 2017, Hunter Biden told Kevin he wanted to quit squabbling over peanuts. So now $10 million is peanuts, folks. And settle on a firm deal by putting this to bed tonight and get to work. I am tired of this, Kevin. I can make $5 million in salary at any law firm in America, Hunter Biden then boasts. Very simple, Hunter wrote. $10 million per annum budget to use for further the interests of the JV, the joint venture. This move to $5 million is completely new to me and is not acceptable, obviously. He states about them wanting to pay less. Quote, if you think this is about the money, it's not, Hunter added. The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. Let's not quibble over peanuts. That's when the shakedown began. Chris Clark, Hunter Biden's attorney, admitted that the 2017 WhatsApp text demanding money from the Chinese Communist Party linked businessman while sitting, quote, next to his dad was indeed Hunter Biden's message. So we've confirmed it from Hunter Biden's attorney. Quote, the DOJ investigation covered a period which was a time of turmoil and addiction for my client, he wrote. Any verifiable words or actions of my client in the midst of a horrible addiction are solely his own and have no connection to anyone in his family. Sure, I'm sure they'd want you to believe that. Let's go back to Joe Biden. Here's his line.
Well, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Period. All right, fine. Number 16. In 2018, 2 years after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden flew to Mexico to meet with Cooper, Hunter texted Cooper about a deal he had in the works with a business partner named Slim. The New York Post reported, spoke to my dad about Slim, asked Hunter. And that's what Hunter said to Cooper then. Oh, that sounds, I'm quoting now, effing good, Cooper responded. After he said, spoke to my dad invoking his father about Slim. Many people are curious who Slim is. Is it Carlos Slim, who's a multi-billionaire in Mexico? Number 17. In 2018, Joe Biden called Hunter Biden and left a voicemail about a business deal with the Chinese energy company CEFE. The voicemail revealed the Biden family's concern that sensitive information was included in a New York Times article about Hunter Biden's involvement with the CEFE chairman, Yi. Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just want to talk to you, Joe Biden said. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you. The message concluded. Yes, so they were talking about business while not talking about business, about an article about business with China that the president clearly knew was important, wanted to make sure he had an advanced copy of, was able to read it, but they never talked about business. Got it. Number 18, in 2019, Hunter Biden revealed to his daughter that Joe Biden collected, quote, half my salary for 30 years. Hunter reportedly paid thousands of dollars for Joe Biden's house repairs for the money reportedly obtained from selling access to Joe Biden. Quote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for the entire family for 30 years. He texted, it's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, referring to Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. And finally, number 19. In 2023, former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick alleged that the FBI had ignored Joe Biden's role in the family's foreign influence peddling conspiracy in Ukraine. McCormick, who told the New York Post that he has relevant information implicating Joe Biden in the family's business affairs in Ukraine, submitted a tip to the FBI in February. McCormick said he never heard back from the FBI. The same law enforcement agency, which allegedly shut down the investigation of Hunter's abandoned laptop from hell. According to McCormick, Biden's former national security aide, Jake Sullivan, told reporters on April the 21st, 2014 on Air Force Two, as an anonymous senior administration official, that the United States intended to help Ukraine's natural gas industry. Burisma, by the way, is natural gas industry in Ukraine. Unknown to the public at the time, Hunter Biden was already on the board of Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company. Hunter's position on the board was not disclosed by the company until May of 2014, nearly a month after Jake Sullivan's statement to reporters aboard Air Force Two that you could quote a senior administration official as saying that the United States intended to help Ukraine's natural gas industry. I'm going to say it again. Please take everything I just gave you and give it to every one of your family and friends. Give it to everyone you know so they know exactly how corrupt the Biden crime family is. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.